Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, celebrating 60 years. Special programs on the live animal trail and Squam Lake cruises, bringing people nearer to nature. More at nhnature.org.
This is Something Wild. I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
I've noticed that when we're out in the field, you don't just carry binoculars. You carry a camera and extra lenses and possibly a small studio.
I prefer to think of it as being prepared.
Is that what we're calling it?
Look, if something flies by, that's cool. I'm going to want a photo, or maybe a few dozen.
Well, earlier this year, we spoke with an extreme birder, Gino Ellison. In 2024, he completed a big year. And as part of that ABA big year, he saw or heard 803 bird species.
And he took a lot of bird photos, some of which were required to document the rare species he encountered. If you're hoping to get up close with birds, Gino has some suggestions for making the most of the tools birders use every day.
Let's start with binoculars. This is foundational, whether you're just starting or a veteran.
One of the most important skills, I believe, to improve your enjoyment of birding is to become proficient with a pair of binoculars. All of us have different vision in our right eye and our left eye. They can be very similar, but they're not identical. So you want to make sure that you purchase a pair of binoculars that allow you to focus one eye at a time so that both of your eyes are looking through a nice piece of glass and that glass is focused specifically for each eye. And this is really, really important. Use your naked eye to see movement when you're looking for birds. And then you keep your eye on that bird. And you raise from your chest, you raise your binoculars up in front of your eyes. You don't look down into your binoculars and then lift up, look for the bird, because the birds move way too fast.
Yes, that's great advice. And the binoculars let you get closer without disturbing wildlife. If a bird changes its behavior because of you, that's your cue to give it a little bit more space.
But there comes a point, though, when the birds are further away and you want to get a really good look at them.
You need to get a quality scope. And particularly here where we're on the coast, there are so many spectacular birds on the shorelines, in the sky, coming in during storms from the sea.
Gino, you're a wonderful bird photographer. Do you have any advice for the rest of us?
Well, first of all, thank you. The first tip that I would give is to purchase a mirrorless camera. I use a feature called back button focus. It means there's a button on the back of your camera. And by going through the menus inside the camera, you can say to the camera, every time my thumb on the back of the camera touches this button, I want it to focus and keep the focus on a moving object. So if you're at the beach and a gull flies by, you can take your camera, and once you've got the gull flying in the field of your camera, I touch that button on the back. I'm not taking a picture of the bird, but I'm touching a button, and now the automatic focus focuses on that bird. And even though if that bird flies up and down and twists all around, if I keep that bird inside my lens, anytime now with my index finger on the front of the camera that I press the shutter, the bird will be in perfect focus. The second thing I would say is learn to shoot on a monopod. So not a tripod, but a single stick that your camera sits on top, because the focus and the quality of your finished images will be so far superior.
As the saying goes, the best camera is the one you have.
And of course, the best tool is still patience. Learning to slow down and pay careful attention to wildlife is just as important as the equipment you have. And you don't need to do a big year to get started. Just photograph the birds you see every day. The crows, the sparrows, the blue jay at your feeder. You'll sharpen your skills and maybe see those ordinary birds in a whole new way.
And when that rare bird finally shows up,
you'll be ready. Something Wild is a partnership between the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.